Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, 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 good evening, everyone. It's another day in the Punch Bowl here on Punch TV Studios. I'm really excited. I actually just completed an interview for a television show here in L.A. A person wanted to know about our company and know what we're doing and know how we got started and all those great things. And I think it's just absolutely awesome that people want to talk to us. And so I'm simply just stoked on everything. I feel awesomely blessed and just awesomely wonderful. And I'm just looking forward to the growth of Punch TV Studios and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I think it's just cool. So I want to introduce my co-host for tonight, Sharifa Hardy. How are you tonight?
Excellent, excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. It's been a busy day all day today. We're doing all technical stuff today. So I'm telling you, when you're doing technical things, it's not the same as just doing what you got to do, you know. So what's going on today?
We have a busy day as always. But I want to hear more about the interview for the television show. What are some of the things that you discussed or were asked?
Well, they wanted to know, they wanted to know the basic things, you know, why are you selling your stock at $1 a share when you should have got a much higher price for the IPO? That was one of the questions that was the task, and that was like a big elaboration on that. And, you know, why did you bring it to the community as opposed to using the wealthy? Why did you bring it to the community and try to empower the community instead of bringing it to the wealthy people and let them go ahead and sell out the IPO and make it happen? That was just a long conversation on that one part. And, you know, what was my vision for the future of the company? And that was pretty cool. I answered that. I know exactly where I want to see the company go and what I want to see the company do over the next few years. So that's pretty cool. And I just feel really honored that people would take time and come interview me for their television show. So that's pretty cool. And I heard this morning that we were on a really major blog. And so that was cool, you know, to be on a blog like that and to be able to get the word out about Punch and about what we're doing and all those great things. I just thought, wow, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, pretty awesome. And so I was really excited to wake up to that information this morning. And then, you know, on last night I was on the radio show. I was on the radio show, which is 1580 AM in Los Angeles. So that show broadcast all across Los Angeles. And so I was on that show talking about Punch TV Studios and what we're doing in our IPO and how to become a part of our IPO. It's just amazing what we're doing. We're selling stock at $1 per share, country, or are investing in Punch TV Studios, and it's just so exciting. And then in the next few hours, you know, I'm going to be down in Houston, Texas. We are opening an office in Houston, Texas, which is going to be our sales office for our TV station that we have broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so today, I was working on commercial insertion equipment so that we can just put local commercials there in Houston. So if you're in Houston and you want to advertise on on Punch TV. You'll be able to advertise on Punch TV right there in Houston, and that's pretty cool, and have your commercials broadcast all over Houston and all over Beaumont, Texas. And so it's been pretty cool today, and I'm just really happy and pleased and everything like that to see what's happening with our magnificent company. It's just completely and totally awesome. I said a mouthful.
It sounds awesome.
So
we were going back to the television show and some of the questions that they asked, and you mentioned that you were made your initial offering to the urban community. And what were some of your reasons why you decided to focus on the urban community and open at a dollar a share?
Now, you sound like the talk show host now. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm trying to get all the details because you mentioned the question, and I know some of our listeners have the same questions. They want to, you know, they really want to know. I mean, and I'm asking because we were actually having an interesting conversation on social media about accredited investors and non-accredited investors and how Punch TV Studios is using the IPO as an educational tool to educate more people on investing and how to invest. So I was just kind of curious on the information that you relate today.
So, you know, we really talked today a lot about my reasoning for setting the price at a dollar a share and my reasoning for going directly to the urban community. One of the things I set it for a dollar a share is because most IPOs, when they come out at $20 a share or $15 a share or whatever. And when they come out, they're not targeted towards the urban community. They are targeted towards the wealthy and the rich. And those are the ones who can take advantage. It's one of those things where the rich gets richer and the poor get poorer scenario, and there's no better way to see that but to see it in capitalism. And so that was one of the things that we really talked about. And the reason why I set it for a dollar a share is so if you invest $100, you end up with 100 shares. So if you were to invest $20 if you invested $100 and we opened at $20 a share, you would only get 5 shares. And so I wanted to have our shareholders gain maximum value for the stock and to gain maximum value on investment. So for instance, if you had 5 shares at $20 and our stock went to $25 a share, that means you only made $25. But if you have 100 shares and our stock goes to $25 a share, that means you made $2,500 from the same $100. And that's what's so powerful about what we have done and what we have achieved with Punch TV Studios. And likewise, if our stock had opened at $20 a share and we lose 50% of our value, for whatever reason, we lose 50% of our value, you lose a whole $10 if our stock was at $20 a share. If our stock is at $1 a share and we lose 50% of our value, you only lose 50 cents per share. So, I mean, those are very powerful things just to know. And I believe that our company is going to come out, and according to our business model, we're going to generate roughly $500 million to $1 billion in annual revenue by year 3. So I think we're going to have a very strong stock that people are going to be very proud of and be very happy to say that I got into that company when they first started. I got into that company when no one else is in there. I got into that company at the ground floor. And look, 3 years later, my stock is worth whatever it's worth. And I thought that that was amazing. And so that's why I chose to set the price at $1 a share and really give people a lot of opportunity to gain wealth for themselves or gain wealth for their family and those kinds of things. So if people are investing $1,000, you end up with 1,000 shares of stock. If our stock goes to $25 a share, I'm not saying that it will. I'm just saying there's a possibility that it could. And if those things were to happen, you know, you will have an excellent return on investment. That's a wonderful return on investment. And at the same time, if our stock only goes to $2 a share, that's still 100% return on investment. And very few investments that you can make, you're going to get 100% return on investment. It just doesn't happen. And so I went on to explain, and I use this in a lot of my analogies, is how, you know, you could have bought Facebook pretty cheap. When Facebook came out, nobody who was not a part of the elitist class could buy Facebook price. Nobody could do it. I know of people who said, you know what, I had $13 right there ready for when Facebook opened at $13, but in less than a couple minutes from its opening, I couldn't even buy it at $13. I couldn't even get in. They wouldn't even take my money. And these are really sophisticated investors. These were not like little guy investors. And these are really sophisticated investors, and Facebook wouldn't even take their money as a part of their IPO. So they had to go and buy later when the stock was trading, but now the stock was at $80 a share or something like that. And now if you bought $1,000 worth of Facebook stock at $80, you're only going to get about, you know, I don't know how many shares. You're probably going to get about 10 shares. Is that what it is? 10, 12 shares or something like that at that price today. So now it's almost price prohibitive for you to create wealth for yourself or create wealth for your family. You take other companies like Berkshire Hathaway, for instance, where back in the day, I've talked to a lady who said that back in the day she could have bought Berkshire Hathaway stock pretty inexpensively. I mean, it was just inexpensive. And how that stock now has soared to over $220,000 per share. And so just imagine if you would have had 1,000 shares of Berkshire Hathaway when it was inexpensive. You know, you'd have over $200 million right now in your account that you control, that you could spend when you want, how you want, and grow your life and do your kinds of things like that. So the same principles that Warren Buffett takes to his initial investors, to the people that invested in the early phases of Berkshire Hathaway, that's the same principles that Punch TV Studios is using for our early investors for now. For our first investors, you're going to be part of something that's so special. You're going to be part of something that's so powerful. And you're going to be part of something that, at the very least, you're going to learn a tremendous amount as an investor. And at the very most, you're going to gain a lot of wealth and a lot of financial power to empower your community, to deal with the issues in your community. You know, if we're able to make an investor $1 million because they made a right investment in Punch, now they can take that $1 million and they can endow their local school. They can pay off all of their debt. They can pay off their home. They can now live a different kind of life than we in urban America are typically have to live, because we're typically borrowing, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. So that's typically how we have to live in urban America. And so when you have the financial wherewithal, you don't have to borrow from Peter to pay Paul, because now you have the financial girth to pay off Peter, have no debt, and just pay Paul what he wants for what you're trying to buy for Paul. So I kind of look at it like that, and that's kind of the way that we had that conversation and kind of the way that we took it. So I'm really excited. I was really excited about the questions that were asking, and that the way that those things were, that the way that the interviewer put that to me today, and I really hope that I helped somebody with my explanation, and I really hope that I helped somebody with what I said on this interview. So you'll be able to watch this interview on AT&T UVerse and on Time Warner Cable, which I think now is Spectrum. You'll be able to watch this on there. So it's going to be a pretty good interview, and I'm totally looking forward to seeing it myself. So we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, and we're back with more, and I hear we have some phenomenal I hear we have another phenomenal guest on the phone. This guy, he throws the most amazing parties. I've been to his parties on yachts, and I've been to his parties everywhere. He just throws the most amazing parties in L.A. He is a celebrity in his own right. Everybody who's anybody goes to his parties. Celebrities from all over, you know, and I just want to say good evening to my friend, Eugene Sidney. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Mr. Collins. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm fabulous. I'm awesome. I'm stupendous. I'm superlatively supreme. I'm blessed.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Hey, man, I just want to take a minute and say, man, I'm really proud of you and the things you're doing. You know, it's a great thing to have a black company be able to have an IPO and sell stocks to the public. People that, you know, basically can't really get into the stock market or invest in a company because it costs so much. You have to buy so many shares and all that. So for what you're doing is to helping all of us people that don't have a lot of money, not a lot of options, to be able to invest in a company that's going to grow and, you know, be able to make some money. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you've kind of seen the Punch TV evolution. I mean, because I think you were back in the day when we were kind of first starting, am I right? I'm trying to see. I think
me and you have been knowing each other for what? It's been 8 or 9 years now?
8 or 9 years. Really? That's right. That's right. Right when we kind of first started Punch.
Right. You know, but maybe your viewers don't know, I'm a fashion designer, and I did a fashion show for you guys. And that's what really got me into fashion. Well, I was already into fashion, but that made me want to build my line and take it to the next level because I really liked what was going on. And it was a beautiful thing. So I guess me and you have been all right for the last 8 or 9 years. You know, I've given you awards. You've hosted
that's
my
right.
events, and it's been a beautiful relationship. You know, you're a good dude, and I greatly appreciate your friendship.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, definitely. When we come together, you know, we have to do it together, and we all go through our ups and downs and things like that, but it's nothing like together to make things happen, and I think you're an awesome entrepreneur. I think you're a phenomenal promoter. I mean, I've been to some of your parties. They're like the most awesome parties. I've seen. I don't know how you put together those amazing parties. I think you must have some punch in you or something to put parties together. That amazing. Your parties are so amazing. What are you working on right now?
Well, right now I'm working on my line, getting that out there. As you know, I have the shoe line, the Velvet Slippers. Also working on a couple events for next year. So I'm still over here banging away. I'm working on a Kentucky Derby viewing party, like May 17th. It's going to be at the Bonaventure Hotel. And as you know, most of my events are free if I can afford to pull it off myself. You know, it's only one thing I do charge for is that's that annual yacht party because it costs so much money. And I don't have that kind of money just to put out for 300 people to have a good time. And I really don't make me. You know, so basically that's where I'm at now. You know, your guests can go to www.sydneycollection.com and see my lines that I'm really working hard at. That's really what I want to focus on more this year coming up, because it's really about branding and something.
Yeah.
I can get sidetracked with all this other stuff I have going on. But, you know, I think it's really time to focus on the clothes and just, you know, try to make it work. You know, hopefully we can put together another fashion show and you can put me on air and make me a real celebrity.
Well, you're already a celebrity, and you're already a celebrity in my mind. What does it take to pull off a fashion show? What is that process? Talk, because I've seen you do it over and over, you know,
right.
and you make it look so easy.
And
give me some insight tonight on what it takes to.
I'm gonna be honest with you. So it really just takes hard work, because when you're dealing with people, man, and egos, and everybody has their own direction they want to go, and they don't want to follow the lead because they know it all. It's really hard, but basically, it just takes, man, dotting all your I's and crossing all your T's, making sure that everything works properly, and just pray to God, man, because I'm not even going to lie to you or your guests. This is not me doing none of this stuff that I'm doing. This is only through the grace of God. He uses me as a so, you know what I mean? So I can give him the praise and the glory, because I'd be surprised when this stuff comes out right to me. I'm not even going to lie to you. All I do is thank you, Jesus. He looked out for me one more time. But he has been good to me. Fashion... Well, with my line of fashion, it's not a big business because it's a niche. It's not like something everybody wants. So I sell men's leisure wear. Everybody does not dress around their home like I do. So
right.
To the next level, I'm really going to pump it this year. We just finally, after 2 years, finally got the patent on the logo and everything. So now I'm able to put it out there and not worry about anybody trying to take my ideas. We're also coming out with a wine that we should be coming out with in the next 3 months, a champagne. So, we got some pretty good projects in the works. Basically, I'm just trying to stay focused right now, get over this year and get through it so we can move on forward next year.
Yeah, this year went by so fast, man. We've been, like, busy, like, every day. And, I thank God we're ending the year very strong. And you did about three events this year, I think, right? You did about three events.
Well, I try to do three events a year. Last year, I think I did four. Like I said, it takes a lot of work. It really takes me 9 months to really plan it, because I don't have a big team to really
work with me.
When you don't have a team, it's hard because it's just you. And you have to bounce your ideas off of somebody that's really not 100% with you. So you can't
really get their
full attention and their full truthful reaction, you know, because they'll tell you anything because it sounds good coming out of their mouth. But I give my pre-New Year's Eve party, which we always do the first week, the first Sunday before New Year's Eve, and the only reason we're not doing it this year is because that Sunday is Christmas Day. So we're not doing it this year. Like I say, we have the Kentucky Derby party. We're going to give the yacht party. And I may be giving my brother a party in August for his 61st birthday. So basically that's where we're at right now. So those are the
nice.
Yeah. And the yacht party, you know, but that's not until September. So
we're looking forward,
you know, and hopefully you'll be able to help us out one more time, because you were great help last year.
Now, let me ask you a question. Tell people how they can reach you and find out about your amazing parties. This guy is just awesome. He's just really awesome.
Okay, you can go to my Facebook page, Eugene Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y. And see all my events. You can also go to my website. My entertainment website is EugeneSydneysEntertainment.com. And my clothing line website is SydneyCollection.com. Or you can send me an email, and I'll put you on our mailing list. And that's EugeneSydney@Yahoo.com.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Wow, Nabuki, I'm just loving Nabuki. It is just like so awesome. I am just, I think everybody should Nabuki. So you ought to visit our website at Nabuki. You're going to go to Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. That's Nabuki. Do you Nabuki? I think everybody should Nabuki. Post your things on Nabuki. Post your pictures. If you're selling books or something, sell your book out on Nabuki. If you have an event and things like that, do that on Nabuki. So I think you should. I think you should definitely Nabuki.
Definitely. And open our own store. That would be perfect for the Sydney collection. Just have a Sydney collection.
Yeah, we need to have the Sydney collection on Nabuki. That's what we need. We need to have the shoes, the slippers, the robes, the house shoes, the bathrobes, the pajamas. We need to have all the Sydney collection on Nabuki. That's why. He ought to just set that store up over there. Just put that out there and let us sell it.
I went and saw, I looked at it, I just glanced at it. You know, I was going to call you to see exactly what it was all about. So maybe one day next week I'll come down to your office, man, we can sit down and talk, because, like I said, I got some great ideas. You know, I'm really looking forward to 2017. And we can sit down and talk, and you can tell me more about it.
Okay, sure. I would love to do that. And, let's take a look at it, and let's get your store up on Nabuki. And let us promote it. Let us promote it for you. We have, we reach every day, I want to say between 7 million to 10 million people every day on television with our TV stations across the country. And I'm pretty excited about that. It's pretty cool to be on the air. And right now, I'm literally preparing to head to Houston to open up our offices in Houston, Texas. I can't even believe it that we're going to have offices in an area where I am not stationed every day. Because, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you try to keep everything close to the vest. You don't want nobody to mess up nothing. You be like, I want you where I can see you. You know, I don't want you.
Believe me, I know. I try to stay as close to all my prizes as I possibly can. But sometimes we got to venture out. And, Because it has a lot for us. I mean, through the grace of God, man, he gives us so many opportunities. But see, what it is we have to jump on those opportunities. That's why I admire you every step, Joseph. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of your ups, your downs, and your trials and tribulations, you never just threw in the towel. A lot of people throw in the towel. And you can never win. My daddy used to tell me this. The key to success is nothing but hard work and determination. And when you get that knocked down, get your butt back up and keep at it again. So,
that's right.
You know, and all the things you're doing, you know, hopefully we can put together some events really to get Punch out there and just take it to the next level, because 2017 is going to be a major year for us. I just know that.
I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to have a lot of amazing things happening in 2017. We're going to wrap up the IPO in the first quarter. We'll have that wrapped up. And that's going to be super exciting. Then we're going to have a huge shareholders meeting. The shareholders meeting, I don't know if people have ever been to a shareholders meeting before, but it is one of those powerful things. It's so powerful. And I can tell you that amazing things happen. Magic kind of happens at shareholder meetings. People come out of the meeting and they feel like, okay, we're going to take this company to the next level. Okay, we're going to be on this agenda with the company. And people are like that. And I just think that, I know that's going to be happening in 2017. And then guess what happened? The most important thing of all is that we're going to begin trading on Wall Street. And that is going to be on another level. That's some another level stuff there. That's some stuff on a whole nother level to finally be trading on Wall Street. And right. You know, and so I'm so excited about that. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am to be one of few companies, African American or otherwise, that are on Wall Street that are trading, because a lot of companies never make it to Wall Street. There are a lot of businesses, African American or otherwise, and you just never make it to Wall Street. And we're making it to Wall Street, and I'm just gonna really, you know, God give me strength and everything. I'm gonna really celebrate that moment, sometimes I'm like a spectator doing what I'm doing, Eugene. I'm just like a real spectator doing what I'm doing, and it's just really cool. So, Sharifa, how do you feel about that?
I think everything is amazing. I'm just excited by Mr. Sidney being on the line and the opportunity to speak to so many guests directly and to get their feedback and their thoughts on Punch TV. I mean, especially someone who has been a supporter for so many years. You know, I remember Mr. Sidney attending some of the events that we did at the studio. And then I'm also enjoying the entrepreneur aspect, you know, having a clothing line. That's something that, you know, in the future we have so many different options that we might be able to do, from product endorsement to product placement. I mean, there's so much that we can offer. So we're just looking for ways to make it into a win-win situation for everyone.
That's a beautiful thing. That's what we really have to do. We have to open up the doors for the small people, you know, because it takes a village to raise a child. And
yes, it does.
Basically a child, because I'm still learning, you know what I'm saying? So when you have people, that's why my events are networking events. I'm trying to bring people together that maybe you can meet somebody that can help you with what you're doing. As you know, I deal a lot with Hollywood people, movie producers, and all this stuff, and everybody needs a hand. So any vehicle that we can put together that we can bring people together and to work together, it's a beautiful thing. So I'm really with it, you know. So you guys, whenever you need me, just call me. Let me know. I'm running to a friend of mine's birthday party, but I promise you I'd call in. I'm just glad to be able to talk to you and your guests. And
Thank you.
I'll call you one day next week. Come out and take you to lunch, and we'll sit down and talk about some things. I'm really excited about the direction Punch TV is going in, you know. So I'm with you 100%. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us on the line. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back more. We're going to be back to you more with the Punch Bowl and Punch TV, changing the conversation. We'll be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All
Nabuki,
right, Nabuki
is happening. Yes.
Nabuki.
We're going to get some new stores set up, get some clothes in there, get some books
Nabuki.
In there, get some shoes in there, get some e-books in there. We're going to have
Nabuki.
Nabuki everywhere.
Nabuki.
I'm excited.
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, I actually did today. I posted
the
article.
Ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, baby. You know, I've been wanting to ask you these questions all day long. You know what that question is? Hey, you ain't hearing me. You know what that question is, baby?
No.
I won't know. I won't know if you Nabuki. And if you do Nabuki, can you and I Nabuki tonight together?
Not tonight. Maybe tomorrow. Just an old.
Well, man, we need to Nabuki tonight together. We need to Nabuki tonight together.
You have the worst impressions. What was that an impression of?
I don't know what that
the
was.
Old man?
Of. I don't.
You just that was an old
I
man.
I don't know what that Nabuki. Was. I don't know what that was an impression of. I was. You know,
what
made
the
devil made me do it.
Hey, we only have angels on the line, and we
the
have
angel
quite a few listeners on the no
angel
the line tonight. Feel free to join the conversation if you have a question or a comment for our host, CEO Joseph Collins. Please feel free to press one.
Just press one. Just press one. Okay, what were you gonna say?
I think you just I don't know. You just threw me there for a moment with the press one.
Just press one.
So I want to hear more about the Wall Street. Everybody is so excited, but I don't think people really understand the difference between, you know, being on a stock exchange, being on, you know, the NASDAQ and the phase you're in now with the IPO.
We mean on the different trading platforms that there are?
Yes.
So there are a few different trading platforms, really. You know, one of them is the New York Stock Exchange, and then you have the NASDAQ. Then you have the OTC, which has the OTCQB, and then the OTC. I think it's the OTCQBX, and then you have the OTC in that way. So those are the trading platforms that typically public companies want to trade on. It's great. No matter what platform you're trading on, the stock price could be at whatever it is. So it doesn't matter if you're on the New York Stock Exchange or if you're on the OTCQB or if you're on the NASDAQ. It doesn't really matter what one you're on, just as long as you are trading where people can get liquidity in their stock. And what liquidity means is that when you're ready to cash in your stock, you can cash it in. Because a lot of people, I think, are under the misconception that when you're ready to cash in your stock, that you bring it back to the company. And it doesn't happen like that. You actually have to take your stock certificate and you deposit it into your broker-dealer account, something like E-Trade or Options Express or Ameritrade or that, and you actually deposit it into your broker-dealer account. And when you deposit it into your account, then that's when whatever value that the stock is trading for that day, it'll show up in your account. And that's how that kind of works. And so when you're ready to sell your, when you're ready to get your money out of it, you actually sell your stock to get the money or the capital out of it that you're looking to get out of it. And that's how that kind of works and kind of comes along like that. And that's pretty cool. And I think it's pretty cool. And so a lot of people think that's how it is. And the one thing I want to make, because I don't think we did an official announcement on this right now, but we did change our transfer agent. So I don't know if that was an official announcement or not. I don't know if we even put out a press release on it. I know we should. But we did change our transfer agent to VStock Transfer. And it's pretty cool. They're out of New York. And we changed to utilize that particular company to speed up the process, in which our shareholders are able to get their stock certificates faster. And we literally just sent out over 1,000 stock certificates. So that's really exciting, 1,000 individual stock certificates of all ranges from people who've invested different amounts of money in the company, and we've sent those stock certificates out. And to me, that was like a major accomplishment for us. The only problem is we got thousands of more to send out. but I'm telling you,
what a good problem to have.
That's a great problem to have sometimes. So I just want to say, everybody on the radio show, just be patient with us. You're going to get your stock certificates, and they are coming, and you will have them well in advance of the shareholders meeting, which is where you want, which is when you really need to have it. Going to need to have it well in advance of the shareholders meeting. And I'm just really jazzed by that. So it's pretty cool. And I think that, you know, with this new transfer agent, we were with another company. They moved kind of slow. And, you know, we wanted to be with a company that moved at the pace of Urban America. And the company we have now is moving at the pace of Urban America. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm a pretty loyal, we're a pretty loyal company when we work with our contractors and stuff like that. We try to stick with them, but sometimes you just can't do it. Sometimes you have to make the hard decisions and you have to say, okay, we can't stick with you. We can't make this work for the growth of our company. And right now we're all about growing our company. We're all about growing our company. So now here's some fun facts. You want some fun facts?
I love some fun facts.
Want some fun facts? Fun fact number one. Fun fact number one. We are working. Well, you know, you could if you want to. I think people.
Okay.
Yeah, nevertheless, but fun fact number one. We are working on our first movie, and that's exciting. That's really really exciting. Not our first movie, but we're working on another movie. Okay, and that's exciting. So I'm really happy about that. That's exciting. And we're working on our first, another, I keep saying first, but I meant another movie because we've done so many. But we're working on another movie, and we're working through the scripting process right now and cultivating the ideas. And I'm just trying to decide if somebody should die in our movie. You know, if should everybody live, or if somebody should die in our movie, do people think that movies are better when somebody dies, or are movies better when everybody lives? What do you think?
I mean, what's the genre of the movie?
The genre of the movie is, you know, these two fall in love, but their parents don't want them to be in love with one another because they think their parents think they're totally wrong. For reasons that seem very legitimate, but they think that they're totally wrong for falling in love with one another, and they don't want these two people to be in love with one another. And they want they're pushing them to live their life in a different way. One of them is wealthier than the other. And so
Romeo
course, the
and
wealthier
Juliet.
One, the wealthier one doesn't want their child with the poor one, right? Because they're doing. So what we're trying to think of is that should one of the parents have this life changing event that causes them to pass in the sequence of this movie, and if they do pass, what should be the impact? I think that's what we're toying with right now. What do you think? Seems like a movie you'd want to watch.
I think it's very interesting. It kind of has that little Romeo and Juliet flavor.
You think that's Romeo and Juliet? Well,
yeah.
You know we got to do the big dance number. So we're going to do the big dance number.
There's a dance number?
We're going to dance. And then we're going to have jugglers.
You're going to have jugglers?
You're going to have dancing and jugglers. So we're going to have dancing bears with a tutu. We're going to have...
In the movie?
Dancing bears with jugglers. We're going to have dancing bears with tutus, dancing, and jugglers. All in this one movie.
Is that like the entire movie, or is that just one scene in the movie?
It's like, we're playing with it. We're open to creating ideas for the movie to make the movie pretty interesting. We're open to creating ideas for the movie. What do you think? We could throw in a magician. So you would have dancing bears, magicians.
Script writers?
Yeah, we're open to some script writers, but I'm trying to write this myself. This is one that I'm writing myself. So, I'm trying to put everything into it.
Okay, so are you open to, so you got the little think tank going, and working on.
Yeah, I got the little think tank, man. I'm working on it, right. So I'm thinking about the dancing bears, the jugglers, the magicians, and the dancing scene,
Okay, is this going to be for distribution or licensing? Or is this,
this just for your own entertainment? It's going to be a working film. We're going to put it out there for distribution and licensing. Oh, and then we're going to have the White Horse, too. You can't have a great movie without dancing bears, dancing, jugglers, a magician, and a white horse. So I think we got all those elements, plus a love sequence. I think we got a hit movie. What do you think?
That's deep. I think that's really deep. Okay,
let me get back to my first argument. Should somebody die in the first scene of the movie? Should somebody die, like a parent or something? Not of course, not the principal actors, but like a parent or something, or somehow in the movie, and that's what makes him change his mind, because he's waiting on. He needs somebody to look after his family while he's gone. Or should everybody just live, right? And everybody lives happily, and then there's the same thing, and the dancing scene, don't forget the trumpet player, and now they're all happy, live happily ever after.
The dancing bear and the magicians and everybody. We just axed that whole movie. We just took it on from the cutting board. And we just put it. No, we have to focus on the shareholders. We have to focus on making sure that we come out with a blockbuster movie that everyone can share and tell their friends that, this is the movie that you have to be a part of, that you have to figure out a way to get a role in this movie. If you have to stand outside in the rain for 48 hours, this is the movie you want to be a director on. This is the movie you want to be producer on. This is the movie, if you can even get an extra spot in this movie is going to change. You're not in charge of casting. Okay, I'm going to get somebody in here to Punch TV studio that's completely in charge of casting. No dancing bears. We just going to have veto power. No dancing bears, no unicorns, no dogs in pink tutus. We're looking for real art.
Well, what I can say is if you're an actor and you want to be in this movie and you like the idea of this movie, whatever, join Nabuki.com. We're going to be doing our post on Nabuki next week or so. And then at least you'll be there and you can see what roles are going to be posted and you'll be able to see what roles are going to be available and you get to be able to audition and see if there's something in this particular movie that you would want to be a part of. And I think that that's going to be so freaking cool. Absolutely.
Okay,
cool. We make amazing movies, actually. The last ones I worked on were excellent.
So, I mean, I agree. So when is this movie coming out?
I don't know. It's probably going to come out next year sometime. You know, we have this movie and a couple other movies that we're going to bundle together and see if we can't license them off to Netflix for a little while. And I think it's going to be pretty cool.
So is that all you can tell us? Have you brought any interesting people to the team that our listeners want to hear about? Any cool directors? I mean, there are a lot of hot directors.
I actually have a cool director in tow who we are prepping to come to Punch. I'm not going to make the announcement right now of who it is, but we actually have a very cool director who's coming. And, he's going to come and help with the process of taking in films. Because we're doing this thing where we're going to be funding independent movies up to $100,000. So we have guys coming in to help us make all these movies so that we can accomplish our objectives for the company. We have, according to our business model, we're going to generate $500 million to $1 billion a year in annual revenue. The way that we're going to do that is by licensing our movie productions and things like that to TV stations all over the world and try to license them to movie platforms like Hulu and Netflix and other platforms that are like that. And I'm just really to having those first movies on those platforms. And I got to tell you, Punch is on the move right now. We're really, really, really on the move. And it's really exciting. That's really exciting.
Okay, so when are you going to make the announcement about the director? That's what I want to know. What day or night should I?
I don't know. I don't know when we're going to make the announcement about the director. But we have this amazing guy coming on to help us lead this process. And I'm just going to keep you in suspense. But we have this amazing guy. He's absolutely amazing. I've seen his work, and his work is completely awesome. And I think it's pretty, pretty cool.
How about any lead actors or anybody like that that we can look out for that are going to be in these cool movies?
Well, I'm thinking about becoming an actor now. And
you talked
laying
to a couple
down
of
my CEO
teachers.
I'm thinking about laying down the CEO thing for some time and becoming a great actor, becoming the next Denzel Washington. I think I can do that. I'm just thinking about it.
You're on the on television all day, every day. I mean, you know, you should expand those roles, expand those lines, you know, stretch yourself, go deeper.
To be or not to be.
A stockholder
is the question.
No.
You know, we are, you know, all across the country right now, people are hearing about Punch TV Studios and people are investing in Punch TV Studios, and it is awesome. And I am so thankful and excited of the support that we're getting from Urban America. It's just completely awesome. I knew we were going to do well in our IPO. It never doubted in my mind. I never doubted the fact that we were going to do well in our IPO. But it's what's more wonderful is to see the embrace and all of the love that people are giving us all at the same time too. And that's really what makes this special. That's really what makes this completely and totally awesome. Yeah, so I think that's really good. We're getting love from all across the country. I can't even begin to tell you, and people are excited about what we're doing, and it's just really lovely. Really, really lovely. Really lovely. So I want to encourage everyone to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And look about how you could become a stockholder in our company, and see how you become a stockholder in our company. Click on the Invest Now button. There's instructions there. There's a wonderful video there on what you could check out and see if you can make that video. If the video explains a lot to you, and it'll break down the whole IPO process. And I just think you should just visit our website and just check it out and just see how this can be wonderful. Become a shareholder in Punch TV Studios. Invest whatever amount you like. You know, I've been suggesting to people to invest at least $1,000. But you can invest whatever amount you like, $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600, up to $1 million. You can invest whatever amount you want. We'd love to have you as a shareholder in Punch TV Studios. And we are just doing some fabulous and funky things. We're working on our new TV series, The Hollywood Punch Report. So we're going to have new episodes of The Hollywood Punch Report coming out in first quarter. We have launched 3 new TV stations, and we're preparing to launch another TV station. In the last quarter here, we launched 3 new TV stations, which is no small feat. And we're looking now to launch a few more TV stations throughout America, and they're coming on board, and that's just awesome. And we are doing our thing. We are doing it at Punch TV Studios, and we're doing it with the help of our investment partners, our shareholders, and we're making it all come together. Trevor, what do you want to say?
I think that is amazing. Everything you are doing is amazing, and you're explaining it, and you're allowing everyone to walk with you through the process. I mean, just to watch the videos of you at some of the affiliate stations and actually see the racks where Punch TV Studios actually, lives, I guess. Is that the right word? But just to be able to go along on this journey with you. I mean, just like Eugene Sidney earlier, there's so many people who have watched your journey as a CEO, even though you might want to be an actor now, but watch your journey as a CEO and watch the company's journey, you know, going from just, you know, broadcasting to going to growing to a company that is projected to have $500 million in revenue in a few years. I think that's amazing. Even this is our fourth week doing the
radio show.
Yes.
Really?
I didn't know it was
that fast. I thought this was just the second week.
Oh, no.
No, you're right. This is the fourth week. Wow. It went by so fast.
Right.
We've been doing it every night. It went by so fast.
Yeah, so we're growing, and so I just love the growth. I love the opportunity and love what's happening at Punch TV Studios.
Well, again, I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Check out what we're doing. Check out how we're doing it. And punchtvstudios.com is completely and totally awesome. You can see the people that we're working with. You can see the shout-outs from all the wonderful actors and people like that, the love that they're showing to Punch TV Studios. Also, click on the Invest Now button once you get there. When you click on the Invest Now button, there's a wonderful video there that'll show you how to make your investment in Punch TV Studios. It'll walk, and then on that same page, it'll walk you through making your investment in Punch TV Studios. I want to thank Eugene Sidney for being on the show with us tonight. I want to thank you for holding it down. Great radio producer. And we want to see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m., right here in the Punch Bowl.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.